Hello, friend. Thank you for tuning in to the 26th episode of the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan. I'm happy you're here. Welcome to your 15-minute mental reset. I wanted to send a shout out to all of the people who have been tuning in from now 13 different countries. Thank you. I swore that after a while I'd just be talking to myself. Because it's hard. I know it's not easy. And, you know, real life shit is happening. So you don't have to be here. So the fact that you're still here, I appreciate you. In the grand scheme of things, a podcast may not be important. But if I can spend these 15 minutes with just one other person, you, then that's all we need. So when I say I'm happy you're here, I genuinely mean it. No matter where you're tuning in from, I hope you're okay. And if not, it's okay. Hang in there. I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. We lost a legend today, in case you haven't heard. And it's really one of the saddest ones because of everything. I feel like his presence, it meant like a preservation of the nostalgia that just mentioning his name would give me. It's a little selfish. I do want to extend my deepest sympathies and condolences to the family of Earl Simmons, also known as Darkman X or DMX. I think it's difficult to see legends pass from your time. You know, some of them died when they were young, right? They became legends. But it reminds you that your time is coming at some point. Not that you don't already know that. I remember when he first came out. It's dark and hell is hot. And I was in high school. I used to play Tomb Raider to DMX on repeat. Over and over. And all of my boys, we all repeated it. It was like we were all waiting for this type of aggression. It's like you felt it, and in a way it let you get some out. And with that kind of grace, and he was deeply conflicted but faithful, like, you know, you really connected to that. He left behind a legacy, and now, you know, you start the argument of where does he belong in the hip-hop gods, dead or alive. Is he top five? Is he top 10? Top 20? What do you think? I had a conversation with some friends who put him in the top 5. I had others that had him in the top 10. Where do I have him? Maybe I'll tell you one day. Ask me when you see me. He will forever be remembered. His impact will be felt. I mean, the image of him with the sea of humans in Woodstock 99 in his red jumpsuit. You talk about pop culture or icons or legendary shit. I don't know a lot of so-called icons, whoever did that. He was just part of a lot of good memories. But it was also a grim reminder for all of those who were dealing with a silent or not so silent struggle or addiction. I can only imagine what you're going through, and I hope you can overcome it. Maybe you can help someone else overcome theirs. Let me read something that he said that I feel like would be fitting to read here. This isn't mine. This is obviously all his. I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food and let me sleep. I come to you weak. You give me strength and that's deep. You call me sheep and lead me to green pastures, only asking that I keep focus in between the chapters. You give me the word, only ask that I interpret, and give me the eyes that I may recognize the serpent. You know I ain't perfect, but you like me to try. Unlike the devil, who just wants me to lie till I die. Lord, why is it that I go through so much pain? All I saw was black. All I felt was rain. I come to you because it's you who knows. You show me that everything was black because my eyes were closed. You gave me the light and let me bask in your glory. So it's only right when you ask for this story, I put it together to do our dogs some good. Our dogs being brothers and sisters in the hood. Plenty of times you sat and helped my way, but I hid. And I remember once you held me close, but I slid. There was something that I just had to see that you wanted me to see so I could be what you wanted me to be. And I think I've seen it because I don't quite feel the same. Matter of fact, I know I've seen it. I can feel the change. And it's strange. This almost got me beating down your door, but I've never known love like this before. It's a wonderful feeling to get away from the pain. End up under the ceiling, I get away from the rain. And the strain that I feel when I'm here is gone. I know real, so I wipe away a tear, it's on. And I almost lost faith when you took my man, Monty and Jay's brother, Dan. And I fear that what I'm saying won't be heard until I'm gone. But it's all good, because I really didn't expect to live long. So if it takes for me to suffer for my brother to see the light, give me pain till I die. But please, Lord, treat him right. That was dope. You see, like, that's the type of stuff that he created. I have a few memories, you know, so it's crazy that I remember them now, thinking about DMX, and I gave them the thought as to where we were when this dropped and what we were doing, who I was hanging out with, the shit I was getting myself into. I had this little boombox, this Panasonic. Yeah, I was one of those kids. I walked around in the neighborhood with a boombox. And for those of you who don't know, people in my era literally walked around with a radio in their hands walking around. I was a complete moron. I mean, it was a culture thing. That's what we did. Do people still do that? I doubt it. We listened to a lot of DMX like that, you know, and it felt good. He was a legend. Who was a legend that impacted you? Was it a musician or an author or a performer? What work did they leave behind for us to appreciate? You know, maybe appreciate what they were trying to show or tell us even more. I think it's beautiful to think that some people really do live on forever in their work. I think it's painful to know that some of them could have given us so much more if not for these hidden afflictions or addictions. Or maybe they were being held hostage by it and were helpless to free themselves from it. So many legends. Like Dina Washington. From the 50s. Considered the most popular recording artist, the most popular black female recording artist in the 50s, died of an overdose. Jimi Hendrix could only give us 4 years, a 4-year career. He's considered a legend, still one of the most influential pop stars ever. 4-year career. And I thought about Frankie Lyman. And I remembered that movie, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, with Lawrence Tate and Vivica Fox, I think, was in it. And I heard of when I heard about DMX, I thought about this too. Because it was like someone so talented. I mean, DMX was able to put in a good career, but someone so talented with a crippling addiction. Frankie Lyman was a young kid in a group called Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. I mean, his voice was beautiful. Apparently, Berry Gordy actually said that the Jackson 5 sound was very much modeled after Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. The problem with him is that drugs got a grip of him, and it was pretty much over for him because of it. He lost that battle constantly, unfortunately. And it was a shame. He was just about to get started. Look at that movie. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? In every one of those cases, And in other cases where our legends died or overdosed, I'm just curious, like, what is their support group like? What kind of conversations are had to try to help? In some cases, I'm sure people were trying to help, but you often wonder about motives, right? Like, it's kind of cynical, but you wonder if some people look the other way as long as the money's coming in. And again, I don't want to be a cynic about it, but it's like, who's looking after our legends? Are they surrounding themselves with enablers? Or are we wasting our times looking for someone to blame? I guess I'm just forced to really face my morality even more at the expense of someone else's tragedy. And I know that's terrible of me because it's not about me. But I have to make it about me. And you have to try to make it about you. Because I think it's important to learn that we aren't expected to be perfect even when we're idolized. Not that we're looking to be idolized. DMX, I think, was one of the first of those top tier tough guys who made it okay to be vulnerable and expressed anything he felt without guilt or fear of being judged. I think we could all learn from that. And maybe it's not for me to try to figure out who's protecting anyone. That again is where I need to stop trying to solve everyone. Or maybe we all need to stop trying to do that. Because those people we see as the most broken, they're probably the ones who can fix the most in everyone else. Or maybe inspire the best in everyone, at least. Inspire something. It's unfortunate that his pain and his struggle echoes so many more across the world. And even more unfortunate that some of them will leave us without making an impact on the same scale. And even though we lost a legend, there are legends in your own vicinity who aren't as popular to the world that we should be also celebrating their impact. Let's just not wait until someone is gone to say we should have helped or said something that could have made a difference. Don't beat yourself up. Look, we make decisions we can't take back. We move forward always, right? So what do we do now going forward? And we also say it's none of our business. When if you're concerned about it, it should be your concern. And it is your responsibility to speak up. For them, that affliction itself is already the cry for help. The person's impact and loss may not be felt by the world, but you'll feel it, and that's enough. That should always be enough. So don't give up on them. They need you. Because if we keep waiting for them to tell us, we could very well be talking about another lost legend. On that note, we're at time. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. If you're wondering, this episode and all of the episodes for this show, the music is produced by Infamy. For Elite Production, please make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.